Good morning. Celeste Headley here, and I'm joined by Todd Zwillick this morning. Special treat. John Hockenberry is away this week. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You know, we've heard from many of you throughout these weeks of unrest in Egypt, and when news broke that President Hosni Mubarak was stepping down, it took a very short time for you to start writing in again. Here's a comment from listener Lindsay Knapp. When I said this morning that Egypt was having a 1776 moment, I had no idea how true it would be. 18 days of protest have changed a nation. Congratulations to all the people of Egypt and welcome to democracy. And here's one from Chris in Brooklyn. He's part of the group Filipinas for Rights and Empowerment. Maybe she used our iPhone app to send us a photo of her demonstrating for Egyptians. And Chris writes, "We stand in solidarity because as Filipinos, we see a common thread in our history of people power, where the people took to the streets and ousted corrupt fascist presidents, including President Marcos." We're going to continue to follow the events in the Middle East. Later this hour, is Egypt just the start? We're going to talk about how that has led to perhaps protests in Algeria and Bahrain, and one scheduled in Iran today as well. We want to make a special call out here, though. If you're an Arab American and you've been watching these events unfold back at home, give us a call. Tell us your reaction to what's going on. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.